State Representative Keith Fitzgerald for Legislative District 69 spoke to constituents at a post-session town hall meeting last night. WMNF's Virginia Hoffman reports from the Sarasota County Commission Chambers. Keith Fitzgerald started his town hall meeting with a happy tone due to excitement over a face-to-face meeting with presidential candidate Barack Obama. As the subject changed to the post-session theme, he became serious, claiming the downturn in Florida is not just because of the economy, but because of poor revenue policies generally. He views the legislature's performance with disappointment and anger for not doing a better job. Serious issues such as affordable housing, growth management, and insurance costs were not dealt with adequately.
In addition to failing to address insurance, failing to address the mortgage crisis, failing to address the revenue system itself, which contributes to these budget problems, that is to say, revamping our tax structure in this state, we did not pass a growth management bill in our community. A very big topic of concern. We did not pass a transportation bill. We did not pass an affordable housing bill. We did not have time, apparently, to address a lot of issues that I think are really crucial for our people. So as a member of the legislature, I'm very disappointed and to a certain extent angry.
As a minority member, Fitzgerald explained he must go to the other side to get things done. He brokers agreements with majority members to attach initiatives to their bills. On the Environmental Protection Committee, he found agreement for an energy policy promoting conservation and net metering. That's an initiative providing Floridians a way to get into the energy business. Citizens who invest in solar voltaic can sell their excess energy back to the power companies.
I had one major success, and I think it's related to probably the important success of the legislature, and that's in the broader field of energy policy. There was a major piece of legislation that did that. I actually had a small piece of it. Last year, in my first year, I submitted a bill for something called net metering that allows people who produce electricity goes back out over the grid to actually get credit for that on their energy bill. If they do that, it provides an incentive for people to get into the business of renewable energy in their own homes.
First to comment was Shirley Brown, Sarasota school board member and past District 69 representative. She describes Sarasota as a property-rich county that gives out ample tax funds which assist other county school systems. She asked if more cuts were coming and about future funding for schools. Fitzgerald explained that the legislature expanded Governor Crist's authority to dip into the rainy day funds.
It was frustrating this year to see also, and one of the things I was concerned about was that when we were changing the way we're funding schools in our state and passing Amendment 1, I was concerned because in Sarasota County, we're a property-rich county, and we are already carrying more than our fair share when you're looking at funding schools, and 90% of our school funding is coming from local dollars. The state gives us 10%.
We expanded the authority of the governor to dip into the various different rainy day funds. We actually allowed him to steal money from the tobacco settlement money, some so-called child's money, to meet health care needs. And then we'll probably take money out of contingency funds to help education and the state's contribution.
On the home front, local administrators asked Fitzgerald to add something to the growth management bill he calls Urban Placemaking Initiative. He gave more details after the meeting.
Well, I think that growth management is one of the central issues that we have to deal with in the whole state of Florida. You can't address transportation problems, quality of life, affordable housing, environment, without getting land use right. Now, a lot of these older suburbs are aging, and we would like to be able to sort of transition those, now that they're in highly urbanized areas, into more of that urban traditional model, where you have mixed use, some affordable housing maybe above commercial, where people live near where they work, where you have broader ranges of income.
With the 2008 session over, Keith Fitzgerald continues his college professor duties. He will do what other state house incumbents around the state are doing, work on fundraising and organizing their reelection campaigns. For WMNF, this is Virginia Hoffman, reporting from Sarasota, Florida.